whole idea of celebrating the beginning of a new year is that there's a sense of it's out with the old and in with the new. And yet so many of us struggle to let go of the past. Well, I believe that God has something new for you this year. Not just one thing, but lots of things. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome to A Different Perspective as we kick off a brand new series of messages called New Year, Fresh Start. Have you ever been at a New Year's Eve party and everybody's celebrating and yahooing and carrying on, and then there's the countdown? 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Happy New Year! And there's lots of kissing and hugging and all that stuff. And yet the last thing you feel like doing is celebrating. What is there to celebrate? Last year was somewhere between a real shocker and nothing out of the ordinary. This year, well, it looks a bit, well, you know. And so you look around at all these other people smiling and laughing and slapping each other on the back. And inside, you feel just a bit empty. If that's a bit how the beginning of this year feels for you, well, you wouldn't be alone, seriously. So many people have nothing much to celebrate, really, or so it seems. And for many, there's a sense that the business of last year isn't finished yet. A lot of that has to do with the regrets of the past, the hurts of the past, the losses or the abuse or the rejection of the past. And the biggest one of all, the failures of the past. So many people feel as though they've failed at their job, at their marriage, at bringing up their kids, at loving God. And the problem with those failures is that it's often somewhere between very difficult and absolutely impossible to set things right. I suspect each one of us, if we're a bit honest with ourselves today, we have some regrets from last year that are still hanging over us. And often those regrets have a lot to do with our failures. So we set off into this new year with a sense of failure. And that sense that we're a failure, I am a failure. And if we're not careful, that sense of failure, that sense of doom and gloom becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. The next year turns out just the same as the last one. If you're anywhere near to being in that space at the moment, come on, be honest with yourself, then I have some great, great news for you today. Our God is a God of new beginnings, and His mercies are new today, tomorrow, the next day, indeed every day and every morning. As the writer of the Book of Lamentations looked around at the terrible destruction of Jerusalem after the Babylonians came as an instrument of God's judgment and raised it to the ground, taking the Israelites captive as slaves into exile, he was devastated. But then somewhere inside, the Holy Spirit moved him to say and to write these words, Lamentations chapter 3, verses 19 to 26. The thought of my affliction and my homelessness is wormwood and gall. My soul continuously thinks of it and is bowed down within me. But this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. For the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore I will hope in him. The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul that seeks him. And it is good that one should wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. That is such an incredibly poignant passage of Scripture. This man who is devastated, not just for himself, but for his homeland, for his people, for the destruction of God's temple even, and the loss of his presence. This guy is stirred and moved deep inside somewhere to declare that the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end, for they are new every morning. Let me take that and personalize it for you. God's steadfast love towards you never ceases. His mercies for you are fresh and new for you each and every morning. Now, if you're at all human, you're thinking to yourself, well, Bernie, that's all fine, but if you knew how badly I blew things last year, how badly I behaved, how badly I failed other people and God, you'd know how hard it is for me to accept that. We often think we're the only person thinking like that, when in fact, this sense of guilt that flows out of failure is one of the most common things that people experience. It's a natural response mechanism that God's put in each one of us to get us to realize that our only answer our only refuge, our only future, our only hope is in him. Do you remember the story of Moses going up to the top of Mount Sinai to receive the Ten Commandments from God? And God writes those commandments on two tablets of stone. But whilst Moses and God are up there doing business on the mountain, God's people have cast an idol for themselves, led by Moses' brother Aaron, the high priest. They melt down all their gold and cast a golden calf that they bow down and worship. Moses comes down the mountain. He's so angry, so incensed at these faithless people that he smashes the stone tablets with the commandments on them. You'd think, wouldn't you, at this point, it'd be over. It probably would have been had you or I been God. But you see, God's mercies are new every morning. So Exodus chapter 34 starts off this way, verses 1 and 2. The Lord said to Moses, "Cut two tablets of stone like the former ones, and I will write on the tablets the words that were on the former tablets which you broke. Be ready in the morning and come up in the morning to Mount Sinai and present yourself there to me on top of the mountain." And so he did. He went up to the mountain again and God gave him the commandments again. Why? Well, God explains himself a few verses later. Exodus chapter 34, verse 6. The Lord passed before him and proclaimed, the Lord, a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness." That's who God is. God is mercy. God is love. And that mercy and that love are for you. Here and now, at the beginning of this year. If only you'll turn your regrets and your failures over to God, what a fresh start this new year could be for you. Me? I've failed so many times. I've made so many mistakes in my life. If I kept carrying all those around with me every day, I'd be exhausted. I'd be depressed. I'd be completely without hope. In fact, I'm not sure I'd still be alive. So whatever you have going on at the moment, whatever loss or failure or regret is robbing you of a sense of hope and anticipation of what this year ahead might hold, call to mind and therefore have hope, real hope, God's hope. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore I will hope in him. The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul that seeks him. It is good that one should wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. God can and will make everything new. Like the droplets of rain that glisten as the sun rises in the morning, his mercies for you are new every morning. And when God forgives, and when God restores, and when God shows up as he always does in his faithfulness, everything is new. His touch restores your soul. His voice banishes your fear. His presence puts strength and courage and resolve and purpose back in your heart. So if last year wasn't all that you wanted it to be, all that you'd hoped it would be, if this year, frankly, isn't shaping up as something to look forward to, then let me implore you to cast yourself on the mercies of God that are available to you right now through what Jesus did for you. Go and give it all to him. Pour your heart out to him, this Jesus who wants to lighten your load and give you hope for tomorrow. And watch, just watch at what he'll do for you. Easy to look around at other people and come to the conclusion that their lives are so much better than ours. God's doing mighty things in them and through them. But me? He could never do that with me. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of my latest booklet called How God Could Use a Donkey Like Me. For years, people have been on my back to share more of my journey from being on the verge of taking my own life to where I am now. It's about the mighty things that God can do in our lives. And I've written it with the prayer and with the hope that it'll be a powerful encouragement to you of the mighty things that God has planned for your life. You can request your free copy right now at ChristianityWorks.com. You'll see that offer right there towards the top of the homepage. Just click on it, pop in your name and email, and that e-booklet will be on its way to your inbox in just seconds. That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again same time tomorrow with a different perspective.